What we have seen over the past year has been an indictment of free speech by the US and Australian governments and other Western nations across the world. But we must learn from these events. And what have we learned, and what will we continue to learn? I'd like to talk about a little bit. Well, the WikiLeaks diplomatic cables have revealed to us all, and what we have learned from reading them and the news media that's reported on them, they've exposed the laboratories of deception, the labs of distortion. They have exposed the criminal collusion with tyrants and dictatorships across the world. And we as democratic citizens have a right to know how our governments are acting. And it's very clear how the Rudd government previously and the Gillard government today do not want to stand up for the rights of an Australian citizen who's been persecuted by the US hegemonic system of intellectual collusion and closure. The US is a hegemon which doesn't believe in free speech. It must close intellectual discourse. It must close down those who dissent, because it cannot tolerate the truth being spoken about it. It is a shame, therefore, upon the Australian government that we have been so willing to toe the line on Iraq, on Afghanistan, and the lies of the weapons of mass destruction, which we are still fighting an unjust war for. And WikiLeaks has been a pioneer in showing how power will exert its influence upon the innocent, upon people who have no right to free speech.